Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, now we've got Ben in Nebraska on the line who's dealing with a hot attic. Tell us what's going on.
My attic temperature has been peaking at about 45 to 48 above ambient temperature. And I could describe what kind of roof. It's a hip roof, and it's probably about 42 feet long. And I've got like 13 feet of ridge space up above. And I was just wondering what would be the way to go, a ridge vent or a wind turbine or maybe electric roof fan?
Okay, well, first of all, a hip roof is among the most difficult types of roofs to vent because you have such a small ridge. That said, what I would do is make sure that you have a continuous ridge vent on that ridge. That's the first part. The second part is you need to make sure you have continuous soffit vents all around the overhang at the edge of the roof because the air theoretically will enter the soffit, go up under the roof sheathing, and exit at the ridge. Does that make sense?
Well, it was a place built in 76, and it had vinyl soffing put over it and darn few vents. And I just recently got done putting some extra soffit space in there, but that didn't really seem to make any difference.
Well, are the soffits fully vented right now, Ben?
No. Just over the old holes, they put in a couple panels of vented.
Oh, so they covered the old wood soffits with ventilated panels? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the old wood soffits were about 14 by 6, and there was like three on the long end and two on the short.
Yeah, you have. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen this many times. In fact, when I was a home inspector, I used to check for this by sort of pressing up on that soft vinyl soffit that looks all pretty and vented to find solid plywood underneath. It's a problem. You really have to take the vinyl soffit material down and remove all of the old wood soffit material so that now it's fully open. And then you can put the vinyl perforated soffit material back up, and you'll have a fully vented soffit. You can't just put vented vinyl on top of wood soffit that has even vents sort of cut into it because you're just not getting enough airflow in. With a hip roof, the best place to get airflow is at those soffits, and if they're choked off, it's never going to be cool up there. So I would start by opening up those soffits and adding a good quality ridge vent. Take a look at the vents that are made by CertainTeed, the Air Vent Corporation. And I say that because those vents have sort of a baffle design that improves the negative pressure at the ridge, which helps draw more air out of it. I don't like the ridge vents that look kind of like corrugated cardboard. They don't have enough cross ventilation, enough way to get air out. I like to see vents that are big and fully open so that the air can really pull out of that. But I think a good quality ridge vent and soffit vents that are properly open all around is really going to solve this issue for you, Ben, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.